In a new study, researchers say they have identified genes that are likely to be responsible for manic depression. The involvement of three genes was confirmed, while two new genes, or loci, have also been implicated. Bipolar disorder is relatively common, but we know surprisingly little about it. That's we, the public, and they, the scientists. The identification of these genes could help scientists learn more about bipolar disorder, or manic depression as it's also known, and how to treat it. But as Sonia Dean reports, the findings won't be accepted by the scientific community until they've been replicated.
Although many people have heard of bipolar disorder, most of us don't actually know what it is. And even scientists admit that a lot about bipolar disorder remains to be researched and understood. But a recent study has shed new light on the genetic factors behind bipolar disorder, a mental illness also known as manic depression. The study confirms implication of three genes previously suspected of contributing to the illness, and it breaks new ground by identifying two additional genetic regions likely to be associated with the disorder.
Bipolar disorder is a relatively common psychiatric disorder. It is characterized by an affection of the mood. The patients display episodes of manic behavior and episodes of depressive behavior. And the lifetime prevalence of bipolar disorder in the population is 1%.
That was Marcus Newton, head of the Institute of Human Genetics at the University of Bonn Biomedical Center. He's one of the three authors of the study.
So patients can have episodes of depression and only once, for example, an episode of manic behavior during their lifetime. And this will characterize them as a bipolar disorder patient. They can also have rapid cycling episodes with many episodes of depression and mania.
The depressive phase is often so severe that a bipolar person can be consumed by thoughts of suicide. About 20% of individuals with manic depression end up committing suicide, says Melvin McInnes. He's a psychiatrist and professor at the University of Michigan and a principal investigator at the Pressure Bipolar Research Fund. And these mood swings can severely affect a bipolar person's life. They can disrupt relationships or derail career ambitions.
The individual who has the illness may swing from, you know, various different mood states to the next over the course of time. So at any given time, an individual with bipolar disorder is likely to have some symptoms of either mild irritability, mild depression. And then so about half of the time, an individual who has bipolar disorder is experiencing some symptomatology. They may not be in a significant mania or a depression, but they may be sustaining some mood problems.
The fact that bipolar disorder can vary so greatly could have to do with the large amount of possible causes for it. Norton says bipolar is a typical multifactor disorder, meaning that genetic as well as environmental factors can contribute to the disease. Genes amount to 60 to 70% in its development.
There are many genes with relatively small effects contributing to the disorder, and that affects the strategy to identify these genes, because you have to investigate many patients to be able to detect these effects. And our study was built on previous studies from our groups, but we have added now more patients, like from Germany, but also from Poland, from Russia, from Spain, and also from Canada.
Norton says the large sample size provides the power behind his study. It looked at the frequency of genetic markers in 9,700 bipolar patients and 14,200 control subjects. He and other researchers confirmed that three previously identified genes likely play a role in bipolar disorder, but they also implicated two new genes.
What we have identified as a new gene is a gene that plays an important role in the transduction of the signal into the cell. Receptors on the cell surface play an important role, and that is evidenced by how the medications that are currently used and to some extent are efficient in treating the symptoms of the disorder are addressing receptors. And what we have now identified is a crucial step in the transmission of the signal from the receptor into the cell and into the functioning of the cell.
McInnes, who was not directly involved in the study, says he's encouraged by the findings. He says emergence of the two new genes, or loci, puts new players on the field.
A set of findings is not really truly accepted until they've been replicated. And so this work really contributes significantly to that discussion and to that body of knowledge. The identification of two additional loci is also of considerable interest because it puts some new players on the field, if you will, and these players will be then subjected to the rigor of science to replicate them. So they're not only contributing, but they're adding and sequentially advancing the field.
And ultimately, it's hoped that the findings will contribute to developing new treatments.
In principle, the core symptoms of bipolar disorder are treatable with currently available medications, although medications may have side effects, for example, and not be able to treat every individual patient. And therefore, there is, without doubt, a very urgent need for developing new medications that are able to treat the root causes of the disorder.
Marcus Noten, head of the Institute of Human Genetics at the University of Bonn Biomedical Center, ending that report there by Sonia Dean.